Roger Federer has again proven he's the greatest player of all time by winning a record 20th Grand Slam last night. The Swiss master beat Marin Cilic in five sets at Melbourne Park. Despite being so accustomed to winning, Federer admitted to being bloody nervous before the match and he cried during the presentation ceremony. Samantha Donovan prepared this report.
And Federer finds a way to number six.
Just like last year, a challenge on match point delays the gratification just a minute. He's the champ again.
With a 3-1 lead, Federer had looked to have the match wrapped up in the fourth set, but Croatia's Marin Cilic had fought back and taken it to a fifth. In the end, Federer prevailed 6-2, 6-7, 6-3, 3-6, 6-1. Afterwards, he admitted he'd tried to block out thoughts of winning his 20th Grand Slam.
I was not allowed to think of it going into the match because that's exactly when things go bad, you know, when you think too far ahead. And I think that's what was a tricky one tonight. All day I was thinking, how would I feel if I won it? How would I feel if I lost it? I've had these moments in the past, but maybe never as extreme as tonight. You know, getting to 20 is obviously very, very special.
While his younger rivals, Rafael Nadal and Andy Murray, are struggling with injury, the 36-year-old was asked how he still has the energy and ambition to chase Grand Slam titles.
I think by not overplaying, you know, not playing every tournament possible, enjoying practice, not minding the travel, and having a great team around me. I think they make it possible. And then at the end, it's seeing that my parents are incredibly proud and happy that I'm still doing it and they enjoy coming to tournaments. That makes me happy and play better. And then, of course, my wife, you know, who makes it all possible. Without her support, I wouldn't be playing tennis no more since many years. Life wouldn't work, you know, if she said no.
Federer had struggled to hold back tears during the presentation ceremony as the crowd made clear its love for him.
It really hits me, you know, and when I start thinking about what I was going to say, every subject I touch actually is very meaningful and very emotional, you know, thanking your team, congratulating Marin, thanking the people, thanking the tournament. At the end, it's like one big party, you know, but I hoped over time in the speech I would start to relax a little bit, but I couldn't, you know. It was what it was, you know. I wish it wasn't so sometimes, but at the same time, I'm happy I can show emotions and share it with the people, and no people in the stadium wouldn't make me emotional, I'll tell you that. So this is for them really also.
The 20-time Grand Slam champion says he has no idea how long he'll keep playing.
I've won 3 slams now in 12 months. I can't believe it myself. I just got to keep a good schedule, stay hungry, and then maybe good things can happen, you know. Then I don't think age is an issue per se, you know. It's just a number. Exciting times ahead, but I'm happy I'm in this position right now.
Six-time Australian Open tennis champion Roger Federer ending Samantha Donovan's report, and our thanks to the Seven Network for the audio from that match.